And thank you very much, Phil. This is General Galen Shaw. And, R.C.?
Well, I thought we were...
We're on now.
Well, he said it's 7 o'clock.
Well, he's wrong. It's right now.
This is R.C. Collins, and welcome everybody here to debate number 2. We just saw the same guys. They come out a lot of times, and they'll say stuff.
Yes, well, they have to lay down the different rules and regulations that are a part of this debate. And,
Well, like what? Give me a for instance.
Well, there is Bill Clinton now. And Bill Clinton, and as you saw, the many women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual impropriety are coming in now.
Melania Trump?
No, you jackball. They showed them. That's, never mind. There is Melania Trump. And with her...
Yeah, that would be Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump Jr. and...
Eric Trump.
And Eric Trump, and then I would imagine Ivanka Trump.
And there goes Bill Clinton. It looks like Bill Clinton has his own box seat. A personal little box seat right there.
Well, he's the former president of the United States, so he gets to have his own box seat.
No, both of them, but both families do. Well, this will be fascinating because, as you saw, these women who have been the accusers of Bill Clinton...
A big part of the responsibility for any debate rests on the shoulders
are there
of
in the audience.
Now, these are the women that have accused Bill Clinton of what exactly?
I don't want to get into it. And here comes this Cooper Anderson. What is this guy?
His name's Anderson Cooper. I think you probably ought to know that now.
I know it, but it's very confusing, given the fact he has two first names.
Thank you very much.
How'd that happen anyway?
I'm honored to be here. I want to thank Washington University in St. Louis for hosting this debate.
His mother's Gloria Vanderbilt, so she's got a lot of those highfalutin ideas.
Hall format tonight. It's a chance for the Americans on this stage and thousands of people who have sent in questions online to ask questions directly to the candidates.
And
you think Cooper Anderson will be any better here?
I don't know. This guy's hit and miss, touch and go.
But no booing.
Martha
Radass. We want to keep this focused on the candidates.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
The questions here.
You take a look at that name. Tell me if it don't come up like, don't that look like Radass first glance?
No.
Great to see you all.
Jeez.
And there, the Trump family, Melania, Ivanka, I don't know what the hell.
Melania, Ivanka,
Daniel.
No, not Daniel. Donald.
Donald and Eric.
Is that Bill Clinton doing the moderating?
Are you a jackass or something?
Well, who's that up to the table?
That's Cooper Anderson. And there, of course, the young men and young women who have been thrown into this gladiatorial arena. The former president looks quite put out, I would say.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to look back in the bowl before he pulls the chain tonight.
Shit. Well, we'll have to see. Is this a masterstroke on the part of Donald Trump? Or is it, will it backfire on him and Hillary Clinton? Or...
What are you nervous about?
I'm not nervous. It's...
Hillary Clinton and...
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I can see there the relaxed look there on Eric Trump's face, that he probably thinks his old man's got this in the bag. We'll see. I think editorially we should tell you at this time that I, General Galen Shaw, favor Donald Trump.
And I, R.C. Collins, I'd be more in the Hillary Clinton camp.
Yes.
What are they waiting for?
Well, they're probably waiting for the two candidates to get their act together or something. I don't know.
What are they doing?
I don't know. They're combing their hair, brushing their teeth, something.
Maybe somebody passed out. Like, you know, maybe somebody like Hilda Clinton passed out.
The name's Hillary, because I'm going to start to...
I mean, Hillary Clinton, you think she passed out?
Why would she pass out?
Hard to say, but like I said, a lot of the psychological... stuff that Donald Trump's pulling could very well have its intended consequences.
Well, thank you, Edward R. Murrow.
Well, This is pretty important, and I think that many people sitting at home would agree. This is a cluster bang that...
I wouldn't use that as the term. The very lovely Lauren Proctor is coming in right now. There you go, dear.
There does seem to be a delay at Washington University in St. Louis. Stand by.
Look, Artsy, you don't have to be the staff announcer here, okay?
I gotta let people know what's going on.
Hold on, ladies. Yes, I wouldn't mind a drink, yes. What's that? All right, thank you very much, Lauren. I asked her for a glass of water, and she's kind enough to go fetch me one.
Well, hey, Lauren, can I get a glass? Never mind.
Now, you are seeing here the C-SPAN feed, and I would imagine the reason why you're seeing so much what we would call in the business dead air, because C-SPAN, being a non-commercial network, is sitting and waiting. And
on account of because Fox and CNN are probably going to run commercials.
That would be my thought. Outside, by the way, all these clowns with the signs and all of the nonsense, as they've, you know, Jesus.
Well, it's kind of like a party out there.
Yeah, I'll bet. That was a little look there at Jake Tapper of CNN. Right now, what we were looking at, and the reason why Mr. Henry was confused, we've got 2 minutes to go, as you can see. The monitor that was on, because of the DirecTV ability to record, apparently this was an hour behind.
Yeah, you can see right there it says 45 minutes to debate, which is wrong. We're looking at a different monitor. You don't have to look at it, folks. We'll look at it for you. Well, there it is. And
well, don't put it on there. People will get confused.
This is the real time, and that's fake. Or wait a minute. Yeah, that's fake. This is real.
What do you mean that's fake?
That's the recording, right?
Yes, that's the recording. Now, as we look at the assembled... There, the young people who are Donald Trump's sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, and Melania and Ivanka, and baby makes three.
Yeah.
Jesus. We are reminded of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, not...
Everybody talks about a Lincoln-Douglas debate. Now, I know Abraham Lincoln. Who is Douglas?
Well, it was Stephen Douglas, who is also running for the open Senate seat in Illinois. It is said that while Stephen Douglas won the election, it was Abraham Lincoln who captured the day with the various debates. Lincoln, apparently tall, rather, I would say, plain-spoken man.
What happened to you?
Nothing happened to me.
You're all like...
I was trying to find the right word, dickhead. Excuse me, folks. Lincoln got up there. He was plain-spoken. He had on just a rough-hewn shirt. He had on, you know, not...
What was he wearing?
I don't know, a sports coat or something. He probably had a top hat. He got up. He probably hadn't bathed. He was a regular guy.
That's a lot of the reasons that people say they like Donald Trump, too.
Absolutely. He's plain-spoken.
Good
although
evening.
I would say he
I'm
does
Arthur
bathe.
Raddatz from ABC News.
And I'm Anderson Cooper from CNN. We want to welcome you to Washington University in St. Louis.
Martha Raddatz.
Presidential debate.
Yes, I know.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, sponsored by the Commission on
Presidential
Debates.
Every time I turn around, I see this guy,
Tonight's
Cooper Anderson. What do you think that is?
Hall format,
well, he's pretty popular. They like to use him for a lot of different things on the many different
Martha
forums.
And I will ask follow-up Shit. Questions, but the night
Every
really
time I turn around, here's Lauren. Thank you, Lauren.
And to
every time I turn around, I got Cooper Anderson in the face.
Online.
I wish that guy would take a break. Take a cigarette break.
Chosen by the Gallup organization.
Well, they like him. They think he's a real good journalist.
Whoopee-doo.
And told Gallup they haven't committed to a candidate. Each of them
take a look at her.
Questions they want to ask. And we saw those questions for the first time this morning. Anderson and I and our team from ABC and
Martha
CNN
Raddatz of ABC.
Are the only ones who have seen them. Both candidates.
Obviously, she's been around the block.
To answer each
oh my God, that's sexism.
Question.
Oh, no,
we
it's not.
To get to as many questions as we can, so we've asked the audience here not to slow things down with any applause, except for now.
Now, the candidates
the
are going to come out, and let's see whether
Donald
they
J. Trump,
let's see whether they
Democratic
shake hands. Let's see whether or not
President
they
Hillary Clinton.
As you can see, our CNN monitor's a little bit ahead of us.
I don't think they'll shake hands. I think that they'll...
Now, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton is smiling. Donald Trump looks... He looks very serious. There's no shaking of hands. And why would there be? Great deal of animosity and bad blood between these two camps. No question about it. I'm General Galen Shaw. Give it a kiss.
Thank you very much for being here. We're going to begin with a question from one of the members in our town hall. Each of you will have 2 minutes to respond to this question. Secretary Clinton, you won the coin toss.
Now, this is a town hall. That means the people in the audience get to answer, you know, to ask.
Well, they're going to ask the question.
Yes.
Thank you.
You said answer them. Maybe they'll ask and answer them.
The presidential debate could have been rated as MA, mature audiences, per TV parental guidelines. Knowing that educators assign viewing the presidential debates as students...
What did that mean?
Do you feel you're modeling appropriate and positive behavior for today's youth?
Well, thank you. Are you a teacher? Yes, I think that that's a very good question, because I've heard from lots of teachers and parents about some of their
town hall, you can see,
about some of the things
she stands there and answers questions that the people are going to ask
in this campaign.
And do the people also answer the questions?
Why would they do that?
To make clear to
I'm simply trying
our
to
children
determine
our country.
The question is, are you modeling appropriate behavior?
Because we're good.
These debates have got their fair share of filth and dirt and vile degradation.
Each other up.
Yeah, there's also been talk about the N-word and talk about gripping it.
Our diversity.
Well,
and
we are going to... I haven't heard anybody say gripping it.
Well, yeah, you have. They said grab it.
Every adult.
They said... He said grab it.
Bring them in to working on behalf of our country. I have a very positive and optimistic view about what we can do together. That's why the slogan of my campaign is Stronger Together. Because I think if we work together...
Hillary Clinton looking very, I would say, polished and professional, but a little bit too deliberate, perhaps.
All right, let's not start picking apart every little detail.
Some big goals, getting the economy to work for everyone.
You're a big fan of hers.
Those at the top.
Yeah.
Making sure that we have the best
education. How do you think Trump looks?
System from preschool.
He looks determined. He looks very serious.
And so much.
He looks like he wants to tear somebody a new ass.
And we go together to try to achieve them. There's nothing, in my opinion, that America can't do. So that's why I hope that we will come together in this campaign.
Now, what does that got to do with
obviously,
showing appropriate behavior
to
for today's youth?
I'm hoping to be elected.
It doesn't sound to me like she answered the question at all.
I will work with every American. I want to be the president for all Americans, regardless of your political beliefs, where you come from, what you look like, your religion.
This is all standard.
I want us to
this
heal
is all day regular
country,
stuff.
Bring it together.
Yeah, but it's very positive, and America need to hear it.
To get the future that our children.
What happened
and
to you, man? You just
deserve.
All of a sudden you were
Secretary
doing good,
Clinton,
and all of a sudden your lips just gave out.
Well, I actually agree with that. I agree with everything she said.
That's about the fifth time in these debates he said I agree with that.
Because I was so tired of seeing such foolish things happen to our country. This is a great country.
I don't think he should do that.
This is a great land.
What are you talking about? She made a good point. This guy's saying I agree with that makes him look bad. Makes him look like he ain't got any ideas of his own.
As a politician,
horse dung.
I cannot believe I'm saying that about myself, but I guess I have been a politician. And my whole concept was to make America great again. When I watch the deals being made, when I watch what's happening with some horrible...
The question again, do
like
you
Obama
feel like you're showing appropriate behavior for today's youth? It seems like both candidates have strayed off the question.
Astronomical 60.
Absolutely, General. There's no question about it, but I think it's valuable to hear the answer of it anyway.
Look at the Iran deal and how bad a deal it is for us. It's a one-sided transaction where we're giving back $150 billion to a terrorist state, really the number one terrorist state. We've made them a strong
Trump
country.
Trump looks very determined.
Really a very weak
well,
country.
He looks tired and relaxed. Uh-oh.
Well, we've just lost the... hold on for a minute. We'll get it back.
Done, including fixing
go.
And making our inner cities...
What a cluster bang.
...American you know citizens
what,
that are so great.
If there's something to screw
Latinos,
up, Henry will do it.
Hispanics.
I think he ought to get his team together and get get their head out of their butt.
America great
That's
again.
Step one.
Mr. Trump, the question from Patrice was about, are you both modeling positive and appropriate behaviors for today's
They did
youth?
Not answer the question.
We received a lot of questions online, Mr. Trump, about the tape that was released on Friday. As you can imagine, you called what you said locker room banter. You describe kissing women without consent, grabbing their genitals.
See, this is why I don't like this
assault.
Cooper Anderson. This guy's always going for the throat. This guy's
women.
Such a predictable New York
that?
Lib.
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood.
He's supposed to say it.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly, I'm not proud of it. But this is locker room talk. You know, when we have a world where you have ISIS chopping off heads, where you have...
When you have ISIS chopping off heads, why not grab some pussy?
Where you have wars and horrible,
horrible... When you have ISIS chopping off heads, what's some pussy between friends?
This is like medieval times. We haven't seen...
You're talking bad for the guy that you support.
I'm not talking bad.
And they look and they see...
That's plain talk.
The people that are, frankly, doing so well against us with ISIS... And they look at our country and they see what's
Trump
going
on. Trump says ISIS like he's still trying to figure it out.
It's locker room talk.
He says ISIS. Goes, ISIS. It's he's always trying to figure out how to say it. He ain't never...
Knock the hell out of ISIS.
Why don't you just calm down, Tim? Okay, sit down. ISIS. You're sweating on me.
Happened a number of years ago.
I have a little bit of perspiration problem.
So, because of bad judgment. And I will tell you, I will take care of ISIS.
So, Mr.
And
Trump,
we should get onto much more important things and much bigger things.
Just for the record, though... Are you saying that what you said on that bus?
He said, grab pussy and take care of ISIS.
Kiss women without consent or grope women without consent.
I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
So, for the record, you're saying.
Well, that's probably horse dung.
Yeah, I'd have to say that.
You hear these things, they're said. And I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me. And I will tell you, no, I have not. And I will tell you that.
Get a load of Cooper Anderson, man.
We're going to have borders.
Really pressing the case.
Which we don't have now. People are pouring into our country, and they're coming in from the Middle East and other places.
I like how Trump is staying on. He's staying on track, focused.
Great again, but we're
it looks like he's sweating it.
No, he doesn't.
We're going to make America wealthy again, because if you don't do that, it sounds harsh to say, but we have to build up the wealth.
Sounds harsh to say. There'll be too many Mexicans here.
Jobs, and they're taking our wealth.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
And that's what I want to talk about.
Secretary Clinton, do you want to respond?
Well, like everyone else, I've spent a lot of time thinking.
Oh, here we go.
The last 48
hours. You got to listen to her. I listen to Trump.
About what we heard and saw. You know, with prior
what a crude creep.
Nominees for president.
That's my commentary.
I disagreed with them on politics, policies, principles, but I never questioned their fitness to serve. Donald Trump is different. I said starting back in
this.
June.
Well, it needs to be said.
To be president and commander in chief.
Hillary Clinton now.
And many Republicans and independents.
Trying to go in for the kill.
Same thing.
Trump looks like he's going to drop a brick.
Saw and
heard
on Friday.
He looks as cool as a cucumber.
Donald talking about
women. He looks like he's
going to
squeeze a cucumber out.
What he thinks about women.
That long and that green.
What he does to women.
What a dick.
And he has said that the video doesn't represent who he is. But I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is.
Yeah, Trump looks like he's going to be pissed off.
We've seen this throughout the campaign. We have seen him insult women. We've seen him rate women.
Oh, she's really going, for the throat. God damn.
Ranking them from 1 to 10.
You'd think she might be a little bit more polite.
We've seen him embarrass women on TV and on Twitter.
Trump is looking agitated by this
debate, spend nearly a week
commentary by Mrs. Clinton,
a former Miss Universe,
pacing back and forth,
in the
biting his lower lip.
Most personal terms.
His butt cheeks clenched together.
Yes, this is who Donald Trump is.
I'd like to drop you out of a helicopter.
But it's not only women,
you know?
And it's not
why
only
a helicopter.
Just to see the difference between that and dropping you out of a plane.
Fitness to be our president.
You ever drop me out of a plane?
Because he has also.
I guess I'd have to do that too.
Targeted immigrants, African Americans. Latinos, people with disabilities, POWs,
now,
Muslims,
ladies and gentlemen,
and so many others.
See, she's baiting him. He's shaking his head. So she's
Trump
baiting
is.
Him.
Question for
she's
us.
Trying to get him pissed off. Let's see if he takes the bait.
Answer is that this is not.
Man, she's good at this too.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think he learned his lesson the other night.
I want to send a message. We all should, to every boy and girl, and indeed to the entire world. That America already
people
is
just
great,
want to be
we
free.
Are great because we are good. And we will respect one
and
another.
We on
and
occasion, we got to grab it.
One another. And we will celebrate.
You think you're funny,
diversity.
But you're not.
What?
These are very
you think you're funny, but you're not.
Me because this
I thought
is
what?
The America that I know and
you
love.
Know, you might complete the words you're
I
saying.
Can
I thought
to you
what?
I thought it was.
America that I will serve if I'm so fortunate enough to become your president.
General Shaw's belching.
Questions
well, am
from
I allowed
online.
To respond to that? I assume I am.
Yes, you can respond to that.
That's just words, folks.
The biggest load of horseshit.
Those words, I've been hearing them for many years. I heard them when
hearing about how he's been grabbing the puss?
We're running.
Shut up.
For the Senate in New York, where Hillary was going to bring back jobs to upstate New York, and she failed. I've heard them where Hillary is constantly talking
this
about.
This is effective. Very effective.
Country, which are a disaster.
He's starting to sniff again.
Education wise.
I believe the sniffing is part of.
In every way possible.
He doesn't want to breathe through the mouth, I guess.
Americans. I'm going to help the Latinos.
You may not want to breathe through the mouth because it gives you bad breath.
I'm going to help the inner cities.
What?
She's done
I don't know. I'm
a
guessing.
Terrible job for the African Americans.
Just did it again.
She wants their vote, and she does nothing, and then she comes back 4 years later. We saw that firsthand. When she was a United States Senator, she campaigned.
Must be a public speaking thing.
Mr. Trump, I want to get to audience questions and online questions.
So she's allowed to do that, but I'm not allowed to respond.
You're going to get to respond right now.
Well, sounds fair.
This tape is generating intense interest. In just 48 hours, it's become the single most...
The audience asked a question. He got to answer it.
Entire
oh, whatever.
2016 election.
Who cares?
On Facebook, with millions and millions of people discussing it on the social network. As we said a moment ago, we do want to
you grab the poussoir
around the country
via
social media. And our first stays on this topic. Jeff from Ohio asks on Facebook, Trump says,
are you face deep in it?
Has changed him.
I'm going to get up and leave.
When did that happen? So, Mr. Trump, let me add to that. When you walked off that bus at age 59, were you a different man or did that behavior continue until just recently? And you have 2 minutes for this.
As I told you, that was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who...
The sniffing, I think, is just a function of his public speaking. You can hear it again here, ladies and gentlemen.
This country, and certainly
there it is again.
Proud of it. But that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse.
Here it comes.
Words, and his was action. His
That's
words,
right.
What he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say
He needs to say this because Clinton's had his hands all over these
women.
Hillary
Clinton attacked those same women.
He put his oily paws on them.
Attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women...
He don't know that for a fact.
At 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off. And she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped.
Oh, man, it's all that Vince Foster stuff, bringing up that old school stuff.
Yeah, well, it may be effective.
Don't tell
me. I like the strategy.
I am absolutely, I apologize for those.
You're pumping a dry well here.
But it is things that people say.
He was watching the Brady Bunch movie, folks.
President Clinton did. He was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000.
That sniffing is extremely distracting.
One of the women.
Well, then don't keep pointing
Paula
it out.
Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when...
Sounds like he's got a hard time breathing.
Like that. And she talks about...
Horseshit.
...words that I said 11 years ago.
God.
I think it's disgraceful.
He needs to
stop
that. She should
be ashamed of herself if you want to know the truth.
Can we please hold the applause? Secretary Clinton.
Got a lot of those alt-right people in the audience what are Nazis.
Well, let me start by saying...
Just because you support Donald Trump, you're not a Nazi.
He's just said is not right. But he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses. He gets to decide what he wants to talk about. Instead of answering people's questions, talking about our agenda, laying out the plans that we have that we think can make a better life.
This is it. Bring up policy.
That's his choice.
Tack the bastard.
When I hear something like that, I am reminded of what my friend Michelle Obama advised us all.
Oh, look at that. She's dropping names.
You go high.
They're not allowed to do that, are they?
No, they're not. And I wish that Anderson Cooper would say something about it.
If this were just about one video...
What about Mary Raddatz?
Maybe what he's saying...
Raddatz.
...would be understandable. But everyone can draw their own conclusions.
See, she doesn't have a hard time breathing, and she ain't, you know, like got cotton mouth neither.
Yeah, she does. I can hear her going. Yeah, right there. See?
Apologizes
oh, big wow.
For anything to anyone. He never apologized.
Oh, God, that sounds disgusting.
The Gold Star family, whose son, Captain Khan, died in the line of duty in Iraq, and Donald insulted and attacked them for weeks over their religion. He never apologized to the distinguished federal judge.
This is R.C. Collins along with General Galen Shaw as we're listening to the debate today
of
the number two. It's number two. It's debate number two. And you can hear Hillary Clinton and she's going,
were, quote, Mexican.
It sounds like she's got a mouthful of banana.
Apologized to the reporter.
Very good way of putting it.
That he mimicked and mocked on national television and our children were watching. And he never apologized for the racist lie that President Obama was not born
in the United States of America.
He owes the president.
He was simply trying to determine whether the man was an American citizen.
Yeah, the guy did it on account of he was black.
For his actions and his words.
It's a free country.
Well, you owe the president an apology because, as you know very well, your campaign, Sidney Blumenthal, he's another real winner that you have, and he's the one that got this started along with your campaign.
Oh, this is horse dung. He's starting that whole thing about how the birther thing got started by her.
Exactly that. So you really.
Who is this Sidney Blumenthal anyway?
The one that sent the pictures.
I don't know. Somebody. Some person. What got fired?
President Obama in a certain garb. That was long before I was ever involved. So you actually owe an apology. And number two, Michelle Obama. I've gotten to see the commercials that they...
I think Donald Trump, and for our new viewers, I think he's having a hard time breathing. It's bad.
Get out of here.
He's going...
Michelle
I think
Obama
he needs oxygen.
About you, Hillary. So, you talk about friend. Go back and take a look at those commercials. A race where you lost, fair and square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion.
That's a good one.
Let's take a look at WikiLeaks and see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind. Because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil. But when you talk about apology,
wow,
I think the one that you should really be apologizing
for, like it is.
The thing that you should be apologizing for, are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you asked.
This is what he should have gotten into the other night.
The two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it.
But he's going to say it.
I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much
deception. Yeah, that's perfect. The country's really going to want
anything
that.
Anything like it. And we're going to have a special
prosecutor.
I don't
know. That may be a losing proposition
there,
Trump.
I go out and speak.
You get elected. You ought to be happy.
People of this country
lucky,
are
you'd
furious.
Be the luckiest sucker on the face of the earth. You ought to go out party.
That have been long-term workers.
I go out and party.
Party.
Furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena. And after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails, and then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say. Very expensive process.
Well, he sounds like he can't breathe, for God's sake. Someone get the man some oxygen.
Do it, because you know what? People have been... Their lives have
Maybe he can't breathe because he's had his face stuffed up in it for so many years.
And it's a disgrace.
Isn't
and
that
honestly,
funny? You are vulgar and vile.
Mr. Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about it now.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
In the first debate,
and we
in the
really,
first
the
debate,
audience needs to
I
calm down here.
I told people that it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald.
Now, wait a minute. They're rolling right over top of these moderators.
Thing I want to do and how
What do you mean?
She was going to ask a question, and there goes Clinton just rolling right on top of her.
Once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally Trump. You can fact check him in real time. Last time at the first
fact check, yeah.
Millions of people.
Not a fact check. I think he comes in at 280. 280 and change.
Because
what about it?
It is
he's 5'10". Bullshit. He's 6'3".
With the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
We want to remind the audience to please not...
Shut up, Anderson.
Talk out loud.
This guy, Cooper Anderson's really tightening my jaws.
And Secretary Clinton,
he's got to remind people of the rules.
Emails. You've said your handling of your emails was a mistake. You disagreed with FBI Director James Comey calling your handling
with director,
classified information
FBI director.
Extremely careless. The FBI said that there were 110 classified emails.
I scored this one in the first round for Trump, no question.
Top secret. And that it was possible hostile actors did gain access to those emails. You don't call that extremely careless?
Well, Martha, first let me say, and I've said it before, but
this is going to kill her. I'll tell you that.
I want everyone to hear it. That was
a
mistake.
She's going to be a way better president than this sniffing, fat man could ever be.
Obviously, if I were to do it over again, I would not. I'm not making any excuses. It was a mistake, and I am very sorry about that. But I think it's also important to point out where there are some misleading accusations from critics and others. After a year-long investigation, there is no evidence that anyone hacked the
server. See, this is really important because nobody wants to pay attention to it.
That
nobody's buying this horse dung.
Can point to at
people want to believe in Trump.
Anyone who says otherwise,
yeah, they want to believe in fairy tales.
That any classified material ended up.
Donald Trump is a big fat two foot two fairy tale.
And always have.
2 foot two.
Senate Armed Services.
I mean 6 foot three.
I was privy to a lot of classified material. Obviously,
big and fat and 2 foot two.
State,
God.
I had some of the
most there may be someone like that.
We possess
such in, in another dimension.
So I am very committed to taking classified information
two foot
seriously.
Two foot two, eyes
said,
are blue,
no
and she's 282.
Classified information ended up in the wrong hands.
Okay, if a freight train were to come by, I'd kick you onto the tracks.
The letter C on a document. Right? She didn't even know what that word, what that letter meant. You know, it's amazing. I'm watching Hillary go over facts, and she's going after fact after fact, and she's lying again because she said she, you know, what she did with the emails was fine. You think it was fine to delete 33,000 emails? I don't think so. She said the 33,000 emails had to do with her.
This is very effective. I think Trump is going to be scoring much higher than the last debate. Whether he wins or not remains to be seen. I'm General Galen Shaw. Suck it.
And now she's saying there wasn't anything wrong. And more importantly, that was after getting a subpoena. That wasn't before. That was after. She got it from the United States Congress. And I'll be honest, I am so disappointed.
And that's laughing. I don't know if that's going to work.
Well,
including Republicans, for allowing this to happen, our Justice Department, where her husband goes onto the back of an airplane for 39 minutes, talks to the Attorney General days before a ruling is going to be made on her case. But for you to say...
Yeah, and then he gave money to the Florida Attorney General.
You deleting 39,000 emails. Again, you should be ashamed of yourself. What you did, and this is after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress.
We have to move on. Secretary Clinton, you can respond, and then we got to move on.
We want to give the audience a chance.
Now, when are they going to ask some questions from the audience?
From the United States Congress.
Secretary Clinton, you can respond, then we have to move on to an audience question.
Look, it's just not true, and so please
go. Oh, you didn't delete them?
Allow her to respond, please.
Personal emails, not official.
33,000?
Well, we turned over 35,000, so it was.
What about the other 15,000?
Please allow her to respond. She didn't talk while you talked.
Yes, that's true. I didn't. First debate, and I'm going to try not to in this debate because I'd like to get to the questions that the people have brought here tonight to talk to us about.
And get off this question.
Now he's starting to look like an asshole.
You're into big diversion tonight. Anything to avoid talking about your campaign and the way it's exploding and the way Republicans are leaving you. But let's at least focus on some of the issues that people care about tonight. Let's get to their questions.
We have a question here from Ken Karpowitz. He has a question about health care. Ken?
I'd like to know, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails? I'd like to know. Why aren't you getting
brought up the emails?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished at all.
This is not good.
Ken Karpowitz has a question.
It's nice to one on three.
Thank you.
Affordable Care Act. He's looking like a little kid now.
It is not affordable. Premiums have gone up. Deductibles have gone up. Co-pays have gone up. Prescriptions have gone up.
I don't know. I don't think it'll hurt him.
Down. What will you do to bring the cost down and make coverage better?
That first one goes to Secretary Clinton because you started out the last one to the audience.
If he wants to start, he can start.
Go ahead, Hillary.
No, go ahead, Donald.
No, I'm a gentleman, Hillary. Go ahead.
Secretary Clinton?
He's a gentleman. Yeah, going to go grabbing some pussy.
He's going to solve it by repealing it and getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. And I'm going to fix it because I agree with you. Premiums have gotten too high, co-pays, deductibles, prescription drug costs, and I've laid out a series of actions that we can take to try
to... The guy just said he's a gentleman, and he's talking about grabbing the puss.
I want people to forget...
Will you get off that?
...about reigning costs, which has
Sorry.
To be the highest priority of the next president.
Sit down over here.
When the Affordable Care Act passed, it wasn't just that 20 million people got insurance who didn't have...
This is some good stuff here. Health care. Finally, some real stuff.
I meet these people all the time, and they tell me what a difference having that insurance meant to them and their families. But everybody else...
I need another cocktail.
70 million...
People are going to know that you've been drinking, and then they'll know you don't care about this.
Employers...
I care about it. I care about... I want the good stuff.
Number one, insurance companies can't deny you coverage.
Get back to that whole thing about her emails.
Number two, no lifetime limits.
And let the record show that General Shaw just belched.
Serious health problems. Number
three... What a baby.
Women can't be charged more than men for our health insurance, which is the way it used to be before the Affordable Care Act. Number four.
This is fantastic. It's specific about the Health Care Act.
See,
you can
own that policy until the age of 26, something that didn't happen before. So I want very much to save what works and is good about the Affordable Care Act. But we've got to get costs down. We've got to provide some additional help to small businesses so that they can afford to provide health insurance.
Donald Trump started out strong, but now he's getting all emotional and pissed off and stuff.
Start over again.
He'll recover.
All of those benefits I just mentioned are lost to everybody, not just people.
I wish he would lose some weight, though.
Insurance on the exchange.
Look at the big fat ass on the guy.
You have to start all over again. Right now, we are at 90%.
Watch this. I bet you when Trump answers a question, he's going to talk about Hillary Clinton in the emails.
Secretary Clinton.
So I want us to get to 100%, but get costs down and keep...
I bet you anything goes back to the emails.
2 minutes.
It is such a great question, and it's maybe the question I get almost more than anything else outside of defense. Obamacare is a disaster. You know.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that before.
It's going up at numbers that nobody's ever seen worldwide. Nobody's ever seen numbers like this for health care.
Worldwide? Obamacare's in America.
He means
the national health care worldwide.
The method of fixing it is to go back and ask Congress for more money, more and more money. We have right now almost $20 trillion in debt. Obamacare will never work. It's very bad, very bad health insurance. Far
yeah, too okay.
expensive. And not
Got
only
it.
Expensive for the person that has it.
Got it.
Unbelievably
you shut up.
Expensive for our country.
When's he going to talk about Trump care? Trump care.
We have to repeal it and replace it with something absolutely much less expensive and something that works where your plan can actually...
Yeah, what's that?
We
Fatso?
Have to get rid of the lines around the state, artificial lines, where we stop insurance companies from coming in and competing because they wanted President Obama...
Called state borders, in case people want to know what those lines are.
Those lines, because that gives the insurance companies essentially monopolies. We want competition. You will have the finest health care plan there is. She wants to go to a single-payer plan, which would be a disaster, somewhat similar to Canada. And if you ever notice, the Canadians, when they need
Canada's it... Canada is a good health care place.
Come into the United States.
How do you know?
Cases.
I know people have been up there to get the to get Canada care. To get Canada care.
It's catastrophic.
I've heard it's all commie and stuff.
Payer, which means the government basically...
Watch your language.
...rules everything. Hillary
Watch
Clinton
my language, too.
...this for years. Obamacare was the first step. Obamacare is a total disaster. And
you think Obamacare is a disaster?
Numbers that nobody's ever believed. But your deductibles are going up so that unless you get hit by a truck, you're never going to be able to use it.
He ain't answering the question, and people know it, too.
And it has to be repealed and replaced.
Secretary Clinton, let me follow up with you. Your husband called Obamacare, quote, the craziest thing in the world, saying that small business owners are getting killed as premiums double, coverage is cut in half. Was he mistaken, or was his mistake simply telling the truth?
No, I mean, he...
Sounds like he's been drinking.
And it's
Who?
Clear.
That look, Cooper Anderson ass.
A situation in our country where if we were to start all over again, we might come up with a different system.
Well, but
we
have Hillary Clinton's doing something here I don't like. What's that? She's walking in front of him.
And
she's not showing deference to the man.
Was meant to try to...
Tough toenails.
Who were too poor...
I don't like that.
...and couldn't put together
I don't
any
like the fact she's walking in front of him and not showing respect.
...people on Medicaid. obviously,
what, respect for the bigness of his ass?
Which takes care of our elderly and does a great job doing it, by the way.
Respect for her opponent.
And then all the people who were employed, but people who were working but didn't have the money to afford insurance and didn't have anybody, an employer or anybody
else. Who do you think's winning?
I think Trump's winning hands down.
The slot that the Obamacare...
He won the first 20 minutes.
...was to take.
Yeah.
Like I say, 20 million people now...
Just like the other night, huh?
So... Yeah. If we just rip it up and throw it away, what Donald's not telling you is we just turn it back to the insurance companies the way it used to be. And that means the insurance companies get to do pretty much whatever they want, including...
What about the lines around the states?
Sorry, you've got diabetes.
You mean the state borders?
Cancer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Your child has asthma.
Your time is up.
You may not be able to have insurance because you can't afford it. So let's fix...
This Cooper Anderson, he's not cutting her off the way he cut off Trump.
Yeah, he is. He just told her time's up.
Let me follow up with you, Mr.
That's not
going to work.
Mr. Trump, let me follow
up
on this.
I just want to one thing. First of all, Hillary, everything's broken about it. Everything. Number two, Bernie Sanders said that Hillary Clinton has very bad judgment. This is a perfect example of it, trying to save Obamacare, which is...
You've said you want to end Obamacare. You've said you want to end Obamacare. You've also said you want to make coverage accessible for people with pre-existing conditions. How do you force insurance companies to do that if you're no longer mandating that every American get insurance?
Able to. You're going to have plans.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it means. You're going
to... Yeah, that's it. Hold fat ass to an answer.
So much competition.
Why don't you knock off the personal insults?
Insurance industry, once we break out the lines and allow the competition to...
Break out the lines. This guy's
Are you going to have a mandate that Americans have to have health insurance?
President Obama, by keeping those lines, the boundary lines around each state, and it was almost gone until just very toward the end of the passage of Obamacare, which, by the way, was a fraud. You know that, because Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare...
He's flipping out now.
He said it was a great lie.
Jonathan Gruber?
President Obama said you keep your doctor.
I know the fish. I don't know the guy.
It's a fraud. And it doesn't.
I heard that.
But when we get rid of those lines, you have competition, and we will be able to keep pre-existing.
Get rid of the lines. That's the key.
Can't get, don't have money, because we are going to have people protected. And Republicans feel this way, believe it or not, and strongly this way. We're going to block grant into the states. We're going to block grant into Medicaid into
Thank
the
you,
states
Trump.
So that we will be able to take care of people without the necessary funds to take care of themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
We now go to Gorba Hamid with a question for
He didn't say nothing there. Anybody what's got 2 cents worth of brains,
there
I don't get worked.
3 million Muslims in the United States, and I'm one of them. You've mentioned working with Muslim nations, but with Islamophobia on the rise, how will you help people like me deal
Here's
with
a
the
good
consequences
one.
Of being labeled as a threat to the country after the election is over?
Mr. Trump, you're first.
Well, you're right about Islamophobia, and that's a shame. But one thing we have to do is we have to make sure that, because there is a problem. I mean, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, we got a problem with them Islams.
Why don't you shut up?
Whether or not there is a problem.
He's trying to explain in a delicate manner.
That Muslims come in and report when they see something going on. When they see hatred going on.
There you go.
As an example, in San Bernardino.
You Muslims must report it.
People saw the bombs all over the apartment of the two people that killed 14 and wounded many, many people.
Yeah, so
horribly
we need to have Muslims reporting their neighbors.
Muslims have to report the problems.
Yeah, like 1984?
And
what? Oh, get out. You read too many comic books.
For everything.
That's not a comic book. That's a book.
I know that.
It's a very difficult situation for our country. Because you look at Orlando, and you look at San Bernardino, and you look at the World Trade Center. Go outside, you look at...
So he's basically saying, tough stuff, Muslim. You go down.
And she...
Nice going, man. What an articulate jackball you are.
Obama. He won't use
what?
The term.
You.
Terrorism.
I was trying to find the right word and not be a dick like him.
Be able to state what the problem is, or at least
very mature.
Say the name.
Yeah. Seemed to be the right thing to say.
The name, and President Obama won't say the name. But the name is there. It's radical.
That guy with the sniffing.
Terror.
That's your man there sniffing it up.
Say the name.
I think he needs to get oxygen.
Well, thank you for asking your question. And I've heard this question from a lot of Muslim Americans.
He dropped the ball on that one.
Because, unfortunately, there's been a lot of...
What do you mean?
Very divisive.
I don't think he did a good answer there.
Things
he needs
said
to
about
do a better answer.
And...
do a better answer.
Someone like Captain Khan, the young man.
Maybe he needs to turn a better evacuation in the morning.
Country in the United States Army.
You know something? You are so funky, man. I probably should wear a surgical mask next time we do one of these.
We've had Muslims in America.
Why? Because I'm sitting next to you.
And we've had many successful Muslims. We just lost a particularly well-known one with Muhammad Ali.
I didn't know he was Muslim.
My vision.
I'm kidding.
Is an American.
Yeah, well, Trump didn't.
Everyone.
Bullshit. He's best friends with the guy.
If you're willing to.
Best
work
friends.
Hard, you contribute to the community. That's what America is. That's what we want America to be for our children and our grandchildren. It's also very short-sighted and even dangerous to be engaging in the kind of demagogic rhetoric that
this
Donald
has. This
is
kind of a weak area for this guy here.
We need America.
What's demagogic mean?
Part
I don't
of
know.
Our eyes and ears on our front lines.
I wouldn't know.
I've worked with a lot of different Muslim groups around America. I've met with
Lauren Proctor. If Lauren Proctor is anywhere within the studio, would you please report to Studio L? Lauren Proctor.
Part of our country.
What do you want? None of your business.
Homeland security. And that's what I want to see. It's also important. I intend to defeat ISIS, to do so in a coalition with majority Muslim nations.
I think
right
Trump
now,
looks very
a
presidential.
Lot of those nations are hearing what Donald
he looks
says
like he's got a pole wedged.
Why should
what?
We cooperate with the Americans? And
look at the guy's face. He looks like he's sitting very uncomfortably, like a pole's being wedged up there.
Jihadists.
He looks like he's concentrating.
We are not at war with Islam. And it is a mistake, and it plays into the hands of the terrorists to act as though we are. So I want a country where citizens like you and your family are just as welcome as anyone else.
Thank you, Secretary Clinton. Mr. Trump, in December, you said this. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
What are they asking the same question for?
Representative,
they asked a bunch of questions about the email.
What the hell is going on?
No, they
we
didn't.
Have no choice.
He just said
we
Cooper Anderson
no
didn't ask.
Your roommate said this.
Ask? Yeah,
the
ask any.
And is no longer
yeah,
in your position.
Bullshit.
Is that
he
correct?
Did.
And if it is, was it a mistake to have a religious test?
First of all, Captain Khan is an American hero. And if I were president at that time, he would be alive today. Because unlike her, who voted for the war without knowing what she was doing, I would not have had our people in Iraq. Iraq was a disaster.
Oh, he was in favor of it.
Alive today.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He was on the Howard Stein show and everything.
That
Howard Stein.
In some form
Howard
has
Stern.
Morphed into a extreme vetting from certain areas of the world. Hillary Clinton wants to allow
And why did it morph into that?
Me,
no, did
me.
You? No, answer the question.
Why
do you still believe?
Her?
You I
interrupt
do.
Me all the time. Why don't you
Would
interrupt
you
her?
Would you please explain?
Because you ain't answering the question, Fatso.
Still
hey, why don't you knock the Fatso stuff off?
Extreme vetting. We are going to areas like Syria where they're coming in by the tens
She's
of
He's treating him like crap.
Because of
oh,
Barack
poor baby.
Obama.
That guy's supposed to answer the same question she does.
A 550%
increase. I don't know who's dumber. That lady or you?
Obama. People are coming
Who, Mary Radass?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
we have no idea who they are, where they're from, what their feelings about our country is, and she wants 500.
What their feelings is.
This is going to be the great Trojan horse
hillbilly.
Of the time. We have enough problems in this country. I believe in building.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Hey, why don't you knock it off, huh?
People
taking a little pot shots.
As an example, the Gulf states who are not carrying their weight, but they have nothing but money, and take care of people. But I don't want to have, with all the problems this country
right here,
has,
I like
and
this.
All of the problems that you see going on, hundreds of thousands of people coming in from Syria when we know nothing about them. We know nothing about their values, and we know nothing about their love for our country.
And we don't know anything about his love for this country.
Because you,
are you
have
nuts?
Asked for an increase from 10
this
to
guy loves America.
1,000 Syrian refugees.
Ain't paying no taxes.
We know you want tougher
Bullshit.
Vetting.
That's you know what?
Not
that hasn't
a
been
perfect
proven.
System. So why take the risk of having those refugees come into the country?
Well, first of all, I will not let anyone into our country that I think poses a risk to us. But there are a lot of refugees, women and children. Think of that picture we all saw of that four-year-old boy with the
Yeah,
blood
what
on
about
his forehead
that?
Because he'd
why don't
been
you knock it off? I'm trying
Russian
to listen to her.
And Syrian air forces. There are children suffering in this catastrophic war. Largely, I believe, because of Russian aggression. And we need to do our part. We by no means are carrying anywhere near the load that Europe and others are. But we will have vetting that is
carrying
as tough as it needs to be from our professionals, our intelligence experts, and others. But it is important for us as a policy, you know, not to say, as Donald has said, we're going to ban people based on a religion. How do you do that? We are a country
Here's how you do it.
On religious
I want to listen to what she's saying.
Here's how you do it.
How do we
Are you a Muslim? Yes.
Do
you
what
don't
he
get
has
in.
Advocated.
Are you a Muslim? No.
Okay, they get in.
What if they're lying?
Within our own
they're not going to lie.
Are we going to have religious tests?
Not if you tell them to take an oath on the Bible.
People fly into our country? And how do we expect to be able to implement those? So I thought that what he said was extremely unwise and even dangerous. And indeed, you can look at the...
What you talking about now?
On a lot
talking about vetting them Muslims, whether you let them in or not. God, where you been?
Says
I've been listening to this stuff
Muslims
for the last 2 years.
Used to recruit fighters because they want to create a war between us. And the final thing I would say, this is the 10th or 12th time that he's denied being for the war in Iraq. We have it on tape. The entire press corps has looked at it.
Here he's going to interrupt her again.
Never stops him from saying whatever he wants to say.
Has not been debunked.
So please.
Has not been debunked.
And go I was to Hillary against, Clinton.
Debunked.
And you can see it.
I was against the war in Iraq. Has not been debunked. And you voted for it, and you shouldn't have. Well, I just want
to There's been lots
say,
of fact-checking on that. I'd like to move on
excuse
to an online question.
She just went about 25 seconds over her time.
She
Could
did
I
not.
Just respond to this, please?
Very quickly, please.
Hillary Clinton, in terms of having people come into our country, we have many...
Yeah, this Mary Ranass and that other guy...
We want to send them back.
Cooper Anderson.
Their country says we don't want
them. Giving him a fair shake.
Murderers, drug
bullshit.
Lords, drug problems. And they don't want them. And Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, said, that's okay, we can't force it into their country. Let me tell you.
You think he's been drinking?
Back into their country.
No, the guy does. What are you talking about?
And some
he's got a Secretary of State.
I will tell you.
Oh, come
very
on.
Strongly.
The guy's got a dry mouth.
Sanders said she had bad judgment. She has really bad judgment because we are letting people into this country that are going to cause problems and crime like you've never seen. We're also letting drugs pour through our southern border at a record clip. At a record clip. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen. ICE just endorsed me. They've never endorsed a presidential candidate. The Border Patrol agents, 16,500.
What's wrong with those guys?
Me.
They endorse Trump.
They endorse me because
the guys that are letting all the drugs through.
She doesn't. She wants amnesty for everybody.
The guys that are letting the drugs through just endorsed this guy.
Horrible thing.
Embossed him.
She's got
endorsed.
And honestly, so bad that she should never be president of the United States. That I can tell you.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. I want to move on. This next question comes from the public through the bipartisan open debate.
I wonder how Bill's feeling right about now.
Forum
probably sweating buckets.
Questions.
Wouldn't you?
That generated
that right.
Millions of votes. This question involves WikiLeaks' release of purported excerpts of Secretary Clinton's paid speeches, which she has refused to release, and one line in particular in which you, Secretary.
Here we go.
Clinton
this is what I wanted to get to right here.
You need both a public and private position on certain issues. So,
Virginia. This is cherry picking stuff,
is it okay,
man. No, it's not. Hold on.
Politicians to be two-faced.
They cherry picked it, and they took it out of context too.
Private stance.
You wish,
Secretary Clinton.
Well,
your 2 minutes.
Right. As I recall, that was something I said about Abraham Lincoln. After having seen the full Steven Spielberg movie called Lincoln. It was a master class watching President Lincoln get the...
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
The 13th
What kind
Amendment.
Of horse shit is this?
It was principled.
She's pulling Lincoln out. That's not fair.
Strategic. And I was making the point that it is hard sometimes to get the Congress to do what you want to do, and you have to keep working at it. And, yes, President Lincoln was trying to convince some people. He used some arguments. Convincing other people, he used other arguments. That was a great, I thought, a great display of presidential
She's
leadership.
She's trying to tell me that's what Lincoln
but,
did?
Know, let's talk
yeah, this is fantastic.
Really on here, Martha, because our intelligence community...
I bet you Trump don't even know who Lincoln is.
Few days,
yeah, you wish.
That the Kremlin, meaning Putin and the Russian government, are directing the attacks, the hacking on American accounts to influence our election. And WikiLeaks is part of that, as are other sites where the Russians hack information. We don't even know if it's accurate information. And then they put it out. We have never in the history of our country been in a situation where an adversary, a foreign power, is working so hard to influence the outcome of the election. And believe
me, on account of they want Trump to win.
To get me elected.
Now that's treasonous talk right there, and I've got a witness.
Influence the election for Donald Trump.
Me.
Maybe because he has praised Putin. Maybe because he...
Well, then let him hear it straight, so there's no mistake in it.
Because he wants to do...
You play the gutless wonder one more time. I'll take this grenade and stick it down your throat and pull the pin.
And we should...
Very good.
And that Donald released...
Attack Jack Palance.
...tax returns so that people can see what are the entanglements and the financial relationships...
We're going to get to that later.
...that he has with Russians and other foreign powers.
Well, I think I should respond because it's so ridiculous. Look... Now she's brain.
Yeah, this guy, he's good. He's blow buddies with Putin, and you know it.
Papers.
No, I don't.
Friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And she lied.
But
now she's blaming the lie.
You don't even know what she said.
Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't. Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference. But
all right, move on. You made your point.
As far as other elements of what she was saying, I don't know, Putin. I think it would be great if we got along with Russia.
He wants to give Putin the biggest, longest blowjob. You keep your mouth shut.
But I notice any time anything wrong happens, they like to say, the Russians. She doesn't know if it's the Russians doing the hacking. Maybe there is no hacking, but they always blame Russia. And the reason they blame Russia is because they think they're trying to tarnish me with Russia. I know nothing about Russia. I know
about
Russia.
Oh, that's the biggest load of horse dung. This guy wants to be blow buddies from way back.
I have no business.
Why don't you watch that blow buddy stuff?
From Russia.
Well, you know he did.
Very great balance sheet.
He said he liked the fact that Putin liked him.
On Pennsylvania Avenue. The United States government.
I'll bet he did.
My balance sheet, which they
actually... You're calling this guy? He's gay for him. That's a married man.
The old post office... between the White House and Congress, chose me to do the old post office. One of the primary things, in fact, perhaps the primary thing,
see?
Was balance.
Congress chose him to do the post office.
I had no loans with Woo! Russia. You could go to the United States government, and they would probably tell you that, because they know my sheet very well in order to get that development I had to have. Now, the taxes are a very simple thing. As soon as I have... First of all, I pay hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. Many of our friends... took bigger
Man,
deductions.
Take a gulp of air, why don't you?
Took a massive deduction.
I can't breathe.
Soros, who's a friend of
I'm
hers.
I'm going to turn the air conditioning up in there.
Many of the people that are giving her all this money that she... many more...
He didn't do that.
Me, gave her...
This is what he sounds like.
I pay hundreds of millions
what
of dollars
baby.
In taxes. But, as soon as my routine audit's finished, I'll release my returns. I'll be very proud to.
They're Thank actually you, Mr. Trump.
Good. We've got a... we're on turn, actually, the topic of taxes. We have a question from Spencer Moss. Spencer?
Spencer Moss sounds like a TV anchor.
Hi, I'm Spencer Moss.
My question is, what specific tax provisions will you change to ensure the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share in taxes?
Mr. Trump, you have 2 minutes.
That's not fair.
One thing I do is get rid of carried interest. One of the greatest provisions for people like me, to be honest with you. I give up a lot when
He's
I...
He's not going to do this. He's just saying all the stuff he gets for free, and he'll say he'll get rid of it, but he won't.
Go, by
Listen
the way.
To
She's
him.
A United States, she was a United States senator. She complains that Donald Trump took advantage of the tax cut. Well, why didn't she change it? Why didn't you change it when you were a senator? The reason you didn't is that all your friends take the same advantage that I do. And I do. You have provisions in the tax code that, frankly, we could change. But you wouldn't change it because all of these people give you the money so you can take negative ads on
Man,
Donald Trump.
Man, she really got to him.
What are you and talking about?
About a lot of things. You know, I've heard Hillary complaining about so many different things over the years. I wish you'd have done
she
this.
She really got to him.
What are you talking about?
She never changed, and she never will change.
What are
she
you talking about?
She never will change.
She got to him.
We would have carried interest provisions. I'm lowering taxes, actually, because I think it's so important for corporations, because we have corporations leaving massive...
Notice how he's not answering the question.
Little ones can't form. We're getting rid of regulation.
What was the question?
Hand in hand with the lowering of the taxes. But we're bringing the tax rate down from 30%.
35% to 15%. We're cutting taxes.
Yeah, for corporations.
And I will tell you, we are cutting them big league for the middle class. And I will tell you, Hillary Clinton is raising your taxes, folks. You can look at me. She's raising your taxes really high. And what that's going to
do. He's sweating too much, General.
For the
Shut up.
Yeah, he is. He's sweating.
Taxes, and I'm lowering your taxes.
He's closing in for the kill.
There's a big difference. We are going to be thriving again. We have no growth in this country. There's no growth. If China has a GDP of 7%, it's like a national catastrophe. We're down at 1%, and that's like no growth.
On account of the big recession.
In my opinion.
Yeah, on account of the big, on account of these clowns.
Taxes are so high.
Just Obama put in there.
World. No.
Bring yeah. Down to one of the lower in the world.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, General Galen Shaw and R.C. Collins with this debate number two.
He's raising everybody's taxes massively.
Secretary Clinton, you have 2 minutes. The question was,
Donald Trump on how he'd lower taxes.
The wealthiest Americans pay their fair share of taxes.
Well, everything you've heard just now from Donald is not true. I'm sorry I have to keep saying this, but he lives in an alternative reality. And it is sort of amusing to hear somebody who hasn't paid federal income taxes in maybe 20 years talking about what he's going to do. But I'll tell you what he's going to do.
How does she know that?
Will give
on account of they had some of these tax returns.
Oh, that was horseshit.
The biggest tax cuts.
That stuff from the Daily News was
more than the Bush tax.
Strictly from hunger.
At least a factor of two. Donald always takes care of Donald and people like Donald, and this would be a massive gift. And indeed, the way that he talks about his tax cuts would end up raising taxes on middle-class families, millions of middle-class families. Now, here's what I want to do. I have.
Yeah, look at him. He's not shaking his head. His head now.
$50,000.
What did you just say?
The vast.
Not shaking his head.
Americans, as you know.
So.
Their taxes raised because
he knows she's saying the truth.
To go where the money is, and the money is with people who've taken advantage.
I don't necessarily see that. I see a man pondering
tax code
the dumb acidness of what he's hearing.
Vote to close
what?
Loopholes. I voted.
Read it and weep, kid.
I think one of the loopholes he took advantage of when he claimed $1 billion loss that enabled him to avoid paying taxes. I want to have a tax on people who are making $1 million. It's called the Buffett rule. Yes, Warren Buffett is the one who's gone out and said somebody like him should not be paying a lower tax rate than his secretary.
How do you like that Buffett, man?
I want to have a surcharge.
He's a millionaire. He's a self-made man and he wants to pay more in taxes. Somebody ought to take that guy's temperature rectally.
I want to invest in hardworking families. And I think it's been.
What a mental case.
It's happened that since the Great Recession, the gains have all gone.
Who's the lady that plays her on Saturday Night Live?
I don't know. I wouldn't
people
know.
Like Donald.
Looks just like her, don't she?
Taxes.
Sort of.
Zero for our vets. Zero for our military. Zero for health and education. That is wrong.
Thank
and
you,
we're
Secretary.
Going to make sure that nobody, no corporation, and no individual can get away.
Oh, he just pointed to himself. That means he's next.
Our country.
They might forget.
The chance to respond. Sure. I just want to tell our viewers what she's referring to. In the last month, taxes were the number one issue on Facebook for the first time in the campaign. The New York Times published three.
Hey, what's he talking about?
Taxes.
Well, he's pointing stuff out. What's trending? Wait a minute.
Which means you could have avoided paying.
This guy, Cooper Anderson's full of horse dung.
You've said you pay state taxes, employee taxes, real estate taxes, property taxes. You have not answered, though, a simple question. Did you use that $916 million loss to avoid paying personal federal income taxes?
Of course I do. Of course I do. And so do all of her donors, or most of her donors. I know many of her donors. Her donors.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Tax write-offs.
Not anymore.
A lot of my, a lot of my write-off was depreciation and other things that Hillary, as a senator, allowed. And she'll always allow it because the people that give her all this money, they want it. That's why. See, I understand the tax code better than anybody that's ever run for president. Hillary Clinton, and it's extremely complex, Hillary Clinton has friends that want all of these provisions.
Extremely complex.
Want the
Shut up, kid.
Provision, which is very important to Wall Street people, but they really want the carried interest provision, which I believe Hillary's leaving. It's very interesting why she's leaving carried interest. But I will tell you that, number one, I pay tremendous.
What's carried interest?
Of taxes.
What?
What is carried interest?
Used it, and so did Warren Buffett.
Well,
and so
interest on carrots.
And so did many of the other
That's
people.
That's bullshit.
That Hillary is getting money from. Now, I won't mention their names because they're rich, but they're not famous, so we won't make them famous.
Okay? Can you say how many years you have avoided paying personal federal income taxes?
No, but I pay tax, and I pay federal tax, too. But I have a write-off. A lot of it's depreciation, which is a wonderful charge. I love depreciation.
Yeah, depreciation, meaning his business is going belly up, right up the butt.
You don't know that. And I say it all the time. She talks about health care. Why didn't she do something about it? She talks about taxes. Why didn't she do something about it? She doesn't do anything about anything other than talk. With her, it's all talk and no action.
In the past,
and again, Bernie Sanders, it's really bad judgment. She has made bad judgment not only on taxes.
I love this. This is where he goes in for the kill.
On Syria.
He's a fat ass.
Iraq.
Real good Obama, comeback, kid.
Whether you like it or not, the way they got out of Iraq, the vacuum they've left, that's why ISIS formed in the first place. They started.
Thought he didn't want to be there in the first place.
And now they're in.
Yeah, now that they were there, you got to do something about it.
Hillary. Congratulations. Great job.
Won't you be able to respond, Secretary Clinton?
Well, here we go again. I've been in favor of getting rid of carried interest for years, starting when I was a senator from New York. But that's not the point here.
Here he goes. He's going to interrupt again.
Do it. Allow her to respond.
Because I was a senator with a Republican president.
Oh, really?
I will be the president.
You could have done it. If you were an effective, senator, you could have done it. If you were an effective senator, you could have done it. But you were not an effective senator.
Please allow her to respond. She didn't interrupt you.
You know, under...
Yeah, he's interrupting her and making him look bad.
Have something called veto power.
The man's got to defend himself.
Look, he has now said repeatedly, 30 years this and 30 years that. So let me talk about my 30 years in public service. I'm very glad to do so. 8 million kids every year have health insurance because when I was first lady, I worked with Democrats and Republicans to create the Children's Health Insurance Program. Hundreds of thousands of kids now have a chance to be adopted.
Oh, this is horse dung.
I worked.
Yeah, you don't like it on account it makes her look good.
System.
I wouldn't say that.
After 9/11.
You can see that Mr. Trump is very impatient. He wants to get back on the attack.
President to rebuild New York and to get.
Looks like he's about to squeeze one out.
Who are suffering because
maybe he is
run toward danger and gotten sickened by it. Hundreds of thousands of National Guard and Reserve members have health care because of work that I did, and children have safer medicines because I was able to pass a law that required.
Who do you think's winning?
Three guesses. I think Trump's kicking her ass.
When I was Secretary of State, I went around the world.
Don't laugh at me.
Advocating for our country, but also advocating for women's rights to make sure that women had a decent chance to have a better life and negotiated a treaty with Russia to lower nuclear weapons. 400 pieces of legislation have my name on it as a sponsor or co-sponsor when I was a senator for 8 years. I worked very
hard. Yes, so what?
Was very
costing the taxpayers billions.
By an even bigger.
You don't even know if that's true or not.
I'd been elected the first time.
Pass a bill, it costs me money.
As president, I will take that work, that bipartisan work, that finding.
So they shouldn't pass no bills?
You have to be able to get.
I wouldn't say that.
People to get things
most of them they shouldn't pass.
Thank you, Secretary.
Cost my ass money.
Can. And for 30 years, I've produced results for
Thank
people.
Thank you, Secretary.
We're going to move on to Syria. Both of you have mentioned that.
She said a lot of things. I think we should
we
can, be allowed
no,
to maybe
Mr. Trump, we're going to go on. This
because
is
she has
about
been
the audience.
A disaster as a
Mr.
Senator,
Trump,
a disaster.
We're going to move on.
She's really rude to him.
Of a five-year-old Syrian
boy. She's telling him to shut up for the first time in his life.
After being pulled
How
from the
dare
rubble,
you?
Rubble after an airstrike in Aleppo. Focus the world's attention.
Here we go with Aleppo.
Why don't you have some respect?
136 million views on Facebook alone. But there are much worse images coming out of Aleppo every day now, where in the past few weeks alone, 400 people have been killed, at least 100
of them. This is a bummer. Do I got to watch this?
Just days ago, the State Department called for a war crimes investigation of the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad and its ally, Russia, for their bombardment of Aleppo. So this next question comes from
the
media through Facebook.
Don't you read the newspapers?
Pennsylvania asks if
I go online. Where you been?
What would you do about Syria and the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo? Isn't it a
She let in
like
500,000 terrorists and Islamic fascist, rotten,
Secretary,
you know.
We will begin with your 2 minutes.
Now you're belching.
Well, the situation in Syria is catastrophic. And every day that goes by, we see the results of the regime by Assad in partnership with the Iranians on the ground, the Russians in the air, bombarding places, in particular Aleppo,
Netherworld,
where there
are hundreds of thousands of people, probably about 250,000.
Ukrainians on the ground, the Italians in the air, and the Russians in the ether.
By the Russian Air Force to destroy.
God, you're weird.
In order to eliminate the last of the Syrian rebels who were really holding out against the Assad.
If you were president, what would you do about the humanitarian? Isn't it like the Holocaust?
They're interested in keeping Assad in power. So I, when I was Secretary of State, advocated, and I advocate today.
You elect Trump, he'll be the first American president to retreat to a bunker.
Leverage with the Russians.
What an inflammatory thing to say.
To come to the negotiating table for a diplomatic resolution, unless there is some leverage over them. And we have to work more closely with our partners and allies on the ground. But I want to emphasize.
This is pretty boring, ain't it?
No, I think it's fascinating.
The stake here is
the
ambitions.
I feel the way Trump looks right now.
Russia has decided that it's all in Syria.
Here she goes.
And
she's going to start talking about
who they want to see
Trump being blow buddies with this guy again.
Too.
And why not? It's out there for everyone to see.
Putin and others.
What is?
And
the record on them being blow buddies.
I think
blow buddies?
Can cooperate with Russia. That's fine.
Forget it.
I did as Secretary of State. That's how we got a treaty reducing nuclear weapons. It's how we got the sanctions on Iran that put a lid on the Iranian nuclear program without firing a single shot. So I would go to the negotiating table.
There you go, Trump. Trump's going to go in for the kill on this Iranian deal.
Support the effort. To
well, he's got his microphone in place, ready to go.
Crimes committed by the Assyrians and the Russians and try to hold them accountable.
Thank you, Secretary Clinton.
He can't wait to put that thing to his lips, can he?
The so-called line in the sand, which...
No, I wasn't. I was gone. I hate to interrupt you, but...
But you were in contact, excuse me.
At some point, we need to
do some fact checking. You were in total contact with the White House, and perhaps... Sadly, Obama probably still listened to you. I don't think he'd be listening to you very much anymore. Obama draws the line in the sand. It was...
Well, what's that mean?
All over the world.
It means that Obama drew the line in the sand, but he wouldn't be listening to her when he drew the line in the sand, even though he made a mistake.
Nuclear program is way behind, and they've gone wild with their nuclear program. Not good. Our government shouldn't have allowed that to happen. Russia...
See, they've gone wild.
In terms of nuclear... We are old, we're tired, we're exhausted in terms of nuclear. A very bad thing. Now, she talks
kind of like Trump.
It's really tough against Putin and against Assad. She talks in favor of the rebels. She doesn't even know who the rebels are. You know, every time we take rebels...
Look at this. This guy's going to start sucking Putin again.
Get out of here.
We're arming...
That's treasonous.
And you know
what happens? That's the second time you've accused me of that. Now be the last.
Look at what she did in Libya.
You want to throw down any time.
Gaddafi's out. It's a mess. And by the way, ISIS has a good chunk of their oil. I'm sure you probably have heard that. It was a disaster. Because
this guy doesn't know his ass from 40 cents a week about who's got oil and where.
And it's been a disaster.
What are you talking about?
But if you look at Russia...
Man, this dude really needs to blow his nose.
What they did this week, where I agree she wasn't there, but possibly she's consulted. We sign a peace treaty. Everyone's all excited. Well, what Russia did with Assad, and by the way, with Iran, who you made very powerful with the dumbest deal perhaps I've ever seen in the history of...
Yeah, we got it.
With $150 billion, with the $1.7 billion in cash, which is enough cash to fill up this room. But look at...
He ought to know.
Deal.
Why?
Now,
he's probably done it.
...are now against us. So she wants to fight. She wants to fight for rebels. There's only one problem. You don't even know who the rebels are.
Mr. Trump, your 2 minutes is up.
And one thing I have to say.
Your 2 minutes is up.
I don't like Assad at all, but Assad is killing ISIS. Russia is killing...
Here he goes, man. He wants to get blow buddy status with Assad now.
And that's not what he's saying. Are you listening to him?
He wants to get blow buddy status with Assad and Putin, too.
Let me repeat the question. If you were president, what would you do about Syria and the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo? And I want to remind you what your running mate said. He said, provocations by Russia need to be met with American strength, and that if Russia continues to be involved in airstrikes along with the Syrian government, the United States of America should be prepared to use military force to strike the military targets of the Assad regime.
Okay. He and I haven't spoken, and I disagree. I disagree.
You disagree with your running mate.
I think we have to knock out ISIS.
What a dick brain. Now, he disagrees with his own vice president.
We have people that want to fight both.
His vice president overstepped his bounds.
No longer
should never have said that.
Russia And it's
these guys don't even have their act together on what's what and who's what.
Obama made into a very powerful nation. And
why'd they do that?
What?
Very quickly. They focused in on Hillary Clinton like they're trying to see a zit or something.
We have to get.
What are you talking about? They made a mistake.
We have to worry.
No, they're trying to zero in on zits and stuff to make her look worse.
She had a chance.
You're a mental case.
Area. They had a chance. And that was the line.
What do you think will happen if Aleppo falls?
I think Aleppo is a disaster humanitarian wise.
What do you think will happen if it falls?
I think that it basically has fallen, okay? It basically has fallen. Let me tell you something. You take a look at Mosul. The biggest problem...
This guy is so out of his depth now.
Of our foreign...
What are you talking about?
We have Mosul.
This guy is bullshitting the term paper right now, man. He's dog paddling.
It's coming out of Washington.
Sounds credible to me.
We will be attacking Mosul in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Well, all of these bad leaders from ISIS are leaving Mosul. Why can't they do it quietly? Why can't they do the attack, make it a sneak attack, and after the attack is made, inform the American public that we've not...
Well, you're a general. Why can't they?
Success. People leave.
Obviously, he needs some consulting with the military.
To be attacking Mosul within the next 4 to 6 weeks, which is what they're saying. How stupid is our country?
This guy would lead the American soldiers into suicide missions and they get butchered up.
I can't think of
your ass from a hole in the ground.
It might be to help get civilians out.
And we have, look, I have 200 generals and admirals who endorse me. I have 21.
200 alcoholic generals and admirals.
Who endorse me.
What?
About it all the time. They understand. Why can't they do something secretively where they go in and they knock out the leadership? Why would these people?
This guy, he sounds like a turd. He sounds like a turd in the pile.
Yes. Now for weeks about Mosul, that it's the harbor of where, you know, between Raqqa and Mosul. This is where they think the ISIS leaders are. Why would they be saying they're not staying there anymore? They're gone, because everybody's talking about how Iraq, which is us with our leadership.
Trump is using his noodle. Now, he's saying, "Aha! Here's where they really are."
Generals. They can't.
He sounds like a wanker.
General George Patton, General Douglas MacArthur are spinning in their grave at the stupidity of what we're doing in the Middle East.
I'm going to go to Secretary Clinton. Secretary Clinton, you want Assad to go. You advocated arming rebels, but it looks like that may be too late for Aleppo. You talk about...
I thought that was fantastic.
Members, those have
You're
failed.
A United States retired general, and you thought that gobbledygook was for real?
Military force.
I thought it sounded very credible.
No-fly zone against the Assad regime to back up diplomacy.
I would not use
that guy's from hunger
forces in Syria. I think that would be a very serious mistake. I don't think American troops should
Can't we do secretive missions?
Holding territory, which is
read another comic book
as an occupying force. I don't think that is a smart strategy.
Oh, I want to kick your ass.
I do think the use of special forces, which we're using, the use of enablers and trainers in Iraq, which has had some positive effects, are very much in our interests. And so I do support what is happening. But
what would you do differently than President Obama is doing?
Martha, I hope that by the time I hope by the time I am president that we will have...
Is he saying he'd do everything differently or her?
I think that there...
Ain't his answer, it's hers.
...chance that we can take Mosul.
Ooh, well.
And, you know, Donald says he knows more about ISIS than the generals. No, he doesn't. There are a lot of very important planning going on, and some of it is to signal to the Sunnis in the area as well as Kurdish Peshmerga fighters that we all need to be in this.
Ain't she fancy with all them fancy names? She knows all about it.
I would go after Baghdadi. I would specifically target Baghdadi because I think our targeting
Who's Baghdadi?
Leaders, and I was involved.
You must be some kind of a mental case. That's the guy that runs ISIS.
I wouldn't know.
So I think that could help. I would also consider arming the Kurds.
I think that's a fake name.
Have been our best partners in
Syria, maybe not,
as well as Iraq. And
we should determine first if Baghdadi is a fake name. Then and only then do we attack.
Have the equipment they need. So
I'd go with that.
Arab fighters on the ground are the principal way that we take Raqqa after pushing ISIS out of Iraq.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on.
She went over a minute over, and you don't stop her. When I go 1 second over, it's like...
Oh, what a pussy. Really, what a pussy.
Hey, he's pointing out the rules.
James Carter.
He's a pussy.
Carter.
Don't talk about a presidential candidate that way.
A what?
The question is...
Presidential candidate.
Do you believe you can be a devoted president to all the people in the United States?
That question begins for Mr. Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, calls our people deplorable, a large group, and irredeemable. I will be a president for all of our people.
Why don't you think he can be president? Don't give me that racism stuff.
Turn our inner cities.
He's very uncomfortable around black people. You can see.
To people.
Bullshit.
And we'll give economics to people, and we'll bring jobs back.
Because he twitches. He's all in a heap.
Perhaps the greatest disaster trade deal in the history of the world. Not in this country. It stripped us of manufacturing.
He gets nervous around Mexicans and blacks.
We lost our jobs. We lost
you
our money.
You're slandering him and libeling him.
It is a disaster. And
what's
now
the difference?
TPP, even though she's
I used to know. I don't anymore.
The gold standard. And by the way, at the last debate, she lied because it turned out that she did say the gold standard, and she said she didn't say it. They actually said that she lied.
Ooh,
okay?
Hey,
and she lied. But she's
got
about
you got a cookie
things.
For that one, Mr.
I would
Trump.
Be a president
it's important for him
people.
To point these things out.
African Americans, the inner cities. Devastating what's happening to our inner cities. She's been talking about it for years. As usual, she talks about it, nothing happens. She doesn't get it done. Same with the Latino Americans, the Hispanic.
What's Trump going to do?
The same exact thing.
He's going to go in there and tell everybody that they're
going to
have.
You go into the inner cities and you see it's
40. More liquor stores. No.
African Americans now 45% poverty in the inner cities. The education is a disaster. Jobs are essentially non-existent.
So what's he going to do? He's going to go in.
And I've been saying.
And he's going to have businesses go in.
20,000.
He'll give them tax breaks.
What do you have to lose?
That ain't new. They knew that for a long time.
Talking about the inner cities for 25 years.
They have.
Nothing's going to ever happen. Let me tell you, if she's president of the United States, nothing's going to happen. It's just going to be talk. And all her friends.
The black man will consider Donald Trump to be one of the greatest people since John Brown.
She's not doing any favors.
Whoa!
But by doing all the other
stuff. What's that supposed to mean?
Mr. Trump, thank
you. Boy, there's a stretch.
I tell you, she's all talk. It doesn't get done. All you have to do is take a look at her Senate run. Take a look at upstate New York.
Your 2 minutes is up. Secretary Clinton, 2 minutes.
It turned out to be a disaster.
You have two minutes, Secretary Clinton.
You're supposed to shut up, Trump.
67% of the people voted to reelect me when I ran for my second term. And I was very proud and very humbled by that. Mr. Carter, I have tried my entire life to do what I can to support children and families. You know, right out of law school.
There she goes with all of this gobbledygook.
Fund. And Donald talks a lot about, you know, the 30 years I've been in public service. I'm proud of that. You know, I started off as a young lawyer.
I like this. She's not answering about being the president of the United States. She's going off on her resume.
And in the criminal justice system.
What's wrong with that? You asked about how she'd be president for all the people. See, this guy likes her.
Education.
Oh, he's black.
I care.
Well, that's the whole point.
I have worked with.
What is?
Latinos. One of my first jobs in politics was down in South Texas, registering Latino citizens to be able to.
Going down to Dallas, got my razor and my gun.
A deep devotion.
Yeah, okay.
Use your. Absolutely correct word to making sure that every American feels like he or she has a place in our country. And I think when you look
when's this thing end anyway?
The letters that I get,
oh, wow, man.
A lot of people
this is important for your citizenship of America. I get it, kid.
They write me, and one woman wrote me about her son, Felix. She adopted him from Ethiopia when he was a toddler.
Felix, the cat,
years old,
the incredibly weird cat.
Ever known.
You're making fun of her.
He listens to Donald on TV, and he said to his mother one day, will he send me back to Ethiopia if he gets elected?
Going back to Ethiopia.
Listen with to my, what is being said.
You know, guitar in my hand.
Very first.
You go ahead and make fun. It only makes you look like a racism.
Here. In fact, teachers and parents are calling it the
what
Trump.
What a brain surgeon.
Bullying is up. A lot of people are feeling, you know, uneasy. A lot of kids are expressing their concerns. So first and foremost, I will do everything I can to reach out to everybody.
Secretary
Democrats,
Clinton.
Republicans, independents, people across our country.
Mr. Trump has something to say now.
I still want to be your president.
Yeah.
I want to be the best president I can be for every American.
Secretary Clinton, your 2 minutes is up. I want to follow up on something that Donald Trump actually said to you. A comment you made last month. You said that half of Donald Trump's supporters are, quote, deplorables, racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic.
Islamophobic. Perfect. This is a great question.
You later said you regretted saying half. You didn't express regret for using the term deplorables. To Mr. Carter's question, how can you unite a country if you've written off tens of millions of Americans?
Well, within hours, I said that I was sorry about the way I talked about that, because my argument is not with his supporters. It's with him and with the hateful and divisive campaign that he has run.
You said a dirty word.
The inciting of violence at his rallies and the very brutal kinds of comments about.
She's talking about the douchebags that support him.
Americans.
And who are those people?
Americans.
The douchebags.
What he has said about.
She should have said the millions of douchebags.
About Muslims.
Isn't that funny?
W's. About immigrants. About people with disabilities. He's never apologized for. And so I do think that.
How about that, man? He never apologizes for that. She's supposed to apologize to some neo-Nazi?
Sanders and I.
What do you mean, neo-Nazi?
We ran a campaign.
That's who she's talking about.
Insults, and he is supporting me.
No, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
Because we talked about what.
By the way, this is General Galen Schaulin with R.C. Collins, and this is the second presidential debate.
We believe.
Yeah, and there's Donald Trump very impatiently lifting the penis to his lips.
Divided
nation. You know, I had to kick your ass for saying that.
We have a very divided nation.
I had to kick your ass for saying that.
You look at Charlotte.
That's what he did.
You look at Baltimore.
No, he didn't.
You look at the violence that's taking place in the
inner cities. What a filthy mind you have.
Chicago. You take a look at Washington, D.C. We have a increase in murder.
So he's sniffing. So what?
The biggest in 45 years.
Can't wait to get that penis.
Because people like her. And believe
I'm telling you, RC, right now, I'll shut this down. I'll beat your ass.
And when she said deplorables, she meant it. And when she said irredeemable, they're irredeemable. You didn't mention that. But when she said they're irredeemable, to me, that might have been even worse.
She said some of them are
tremendous.
I love this. She's sitting there smiling. This is great. Great moment for Trump.
Cannot take another 4 years of Barack Obama.
Oh, isn't that that's very mature.
With her.
Mr. Trump, let me follow up with you. In 2008, you wrote in one of your books that the most important characteristic of a good leader is discipline. You said if a leader doesn't have it, quote, he or she won't be one for very long.
Sieg Heil.
In the days after the first debate, you sent out a series of tweets from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., including one that told people to check out a sex tape. Is that the discipline of a good
No,
leader?
It wasn't check out a sex tape. It was just take a look at the person that she built up to be this wonderful Girl Scout who was no Girl Scout.
Yeah, he said sex tape.
Just so you understand, when she said 3 o'clock in the morning, take a look at Benghazi. She said, who's going to answer the call at 3 o'clock in the morning? Guess what? She didn't answer because when Ambassador Stevens...
The question is that the discipline of a good leader?
600 times. Well, she said she was awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. And she also sent a tweet out at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I won't even mention that. But she said she'll be awake.
Well, you just did.
Thing. We're going to answer our call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Guess what happened? Ambassador Stevens sent 600 requests for
this is beautiful.
And the only one she talked to was Sidney Blumenthal, who's her friend and not a good guy, by the way. So, you know, she shouldn't be talking about that. Now, tweeting happens to be a modern-day form of communication. I mean, you can like it or not like it. I have
very good
Facebook and Twitter. I have
almost this guy sounds like a jackball.
It's a very effective way of communication. So you can put it down, but it is a very effective form of communication. I'm not unproud of it, to be honest with you.
Unproud, good word.
Does Trump have the discipline to be a good leader?
No.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Well, it's not only my opinion. It's the opinion of many others, national security experts, Republicans, former Republican members of Congress. But it's in part because those of us who have had the great privilege of seeing this job up close and know how difficult it is, and it's not just because I watched my husband take a $300 billion deficit and turn it into a $200 billion surplus, and 23.
She would say that.
Were created.
Well, it's true.
Went up for everybody. Everybody. African American incomes went up 33%. And it's not just because I worked with George W. Bush after 9/11. And I was very proud that when I told him what the city needed, what we needed to recover, he said, "You've got it." And he never wavered. He stuck with me. And I have worked, and I admire.
What's that supposed to mean?
Obama.
Got along with a Republican president.
Crisis since the Great Depression. That was a terrible time for our country.
We have to move along.
9 million people
Secretary
lost their
Clinton,
jobs.
We have to...
5 million homes were lost.
Secretary Clinton, we're moving on.
$13 trillion in family wealth was wiped out. We are back on the right track. he would send us back into recession with his tax plans.
Secretary Clinton, we are moving to an audience question. We're almost out of time. We have another. Mr. Trump, we're moving to an audience question.
This guy won't shut up every time they tell this guy that they're moving on to another question.
Disaster. He has a right to say it.
Thank you very much, both of you. We have another audience question. Beth Miller.
I think Trump's doing very well.
Yeah, so you say.
Good evening. Perhaps the most important aspect of this election is the Supreme Court justice. What would you prioritize as the most important aspect of selecting a Supreme Court justice?
These people asking the questions are so handpicked.
With your 2 minutes.
Well, of course they are.
Thank you.
Well, you're of course they are.
One of the most important
issues. You don't want them asking dumb questions like, do you subscribe to Mad Magazine or something?
I'd rather hear that than some of this stuff.
Understand the way the world really works, who have real life experience, who have not just been in a big law firm and maybe clerk.
I like the way Trump is pacing the stage like a caged tiger.
You know, maybe they tried some more cases.
Looks like he's got to go to the bathroom.
Understand what people are up against, because I think the current court has gone in the wrong direction. And so I would want to see the Supreme Court reverse Citizens United and get dark, unaccountable.
How long is this turd supposed to be anyway?
Think about an hour and a half.
I would like the Supreme Court to understand
God
that voting
damn,
rights
man.
Are still a big problem in many parts of our country, that we don't always do everything we can to make it possible for people of color and older people and young people to be able to exercise their franchise. I want a Supreme Court that will stick with Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose, and I want a Supreme Court that will stick with marriage equality. Now, Donald has put forth the names of some people that he would consider. And among the ones that he has suggested are people who would reverse Roe v. Wade and reverse marriage equality. I think that would be a terrible mistake and would take us backwards.
What's that mean?
I want a Supreme Court.
Abortion and gay rights.
With corporate interests.
I want a Supreme Court
that understands.
He did.
Because you're wealthy and you can give more money to something doesn't mean you have any more rights or should.
Would you prioritize as the most important aspect? This stuff is too weird for me.
What I want to see
about the Supreme Court of America.
Balance on the Supreme Court.
Big deal.
And I regret deeply that the Senate has not done its job, and they have not permitted a vote on the person that.
Why would they?
Obama, a highly.
They want to wait and have a conservative
person
in there as a president.
They've not given him a vote to be able to have the full complement of 9 Supreme Court justices. I think that was a dereliction of duty. I hope that they will see
a dereliction
doing it. But if I am so fortunate enough as to be president, I will immediately move to make sure.
That's about the Supreme Court and everything.
I know, I get it.
Work.
I don't want them taking away the Second Amendment rights either.
Mr. Trump.
That's a load of horse dung.
Scalia, great judge, died recently, and we have a vacancy. I am looking to appoint judges very much in the mold of Justice Scalia. I'm looking for judges, and I've actually picked 20 of
right-wingers.
So that people would see, highly respected, highly thought of, and actually very beautifully reviewed by.
Very beautifully reviewed. This guy don't even talk right.
Will
like you do?
The Constitution.
I ain't running for president, am I?
Of the United States.
Good news.
And I think that this is so important. Also, the Second Amendment, which is totally under siege.
Very beautifully reviewed.
Like Hillary Clinton. They'll respect the Second Amendment and what it stands for, what it represents. So important to me. Now, Hillary mentioned something about contributions, just so you understand. So I will have, in my race, more than $100 million put in of my money, meaning I'm not taking all of this big money from all of these different corporations like she's doing. What I ask is this. So I'm putting in more than by the time.
That's bull crap. He's not putting no money of his own.
How do you know that?
You know he's not.
Funding mine. We're raising money for the Republican Party, and we're doing tremendously on the small donation, $61 average or so.
I bet you after this debate, all these Republicans that jump ship are going to love his ass.
By being in office. She used the power of her office to make a lot of money. Why isn't she funding, not for $100 million, but why don't you put $10 or $20 or $25 or $30 million into your own campaign? It's $30 million less for special interest that will tell you exactly what to do. And it would really, I think, be a nice sign to the American public. Why aren't you putting some money in? You have a lot of it. You've made a lot of it because of the fact that you've been in office.
He's upset on account of she's richer than him.
You were Secretary
of
State,
sure.
Actually.
That day will never happen.
Why aren't you putting money into your own campaign? I'm just curious.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to get on to one more question.
But the question was about the Supreme Court, and I just want to quickly say,
very quickly,
I respect the Second Amendment, but I believe there should be comprehensive background checks, and we should close the gun show loophole and close the online loophole. Thank
you. We have one more question,
as many
Mrs.
lives as we possibly can.
We have one more question from Ken Bone about energy policy. Ken?
Ken Bone, this ought to be good.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
Mr. Trump, 2 minutes.
Absolutely. I think it's
a lame question that is.
Because
why?
Energy is under siege by the Obama administration, under absolute siege. The EPA,
That's dumbass from day one.
Is killing these energy
companies.
And foreign companies are now coming in buying so many of our different plants.
General Galen Shaw here, along with R.C. Collins, as we comment here on the debate.
We are killing
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Our energy business.
My read is that Trump, they're not Trump.
Forms of energy.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. I would say is leading by a significant percentage. R.C.
You look at our miners.
No, I don't get dazzled that much by the hoopla and the dazzledy-do. I think Hillary Clinton still got it.
Coal will last for 1,000 years in this country.
Now
we have natural gas and so many other things because of technology.
So I gather.
We have unbelievable. We have found over the last 7 years, we have found tremendous wealth right under our feet. So good, especially when you have $20 trillion in debt. I will bring our energy companies back. They'll be able to compete. They'll make money. They'll pay off our national debt. They'll pay off our tremendous budget deficits, which are tremendous.
What about that?
But we
this jackass hadn't told you one thing how he's going to do any of this stuff.
Business.
All he does is just gas bag this stuff.
You take a look at what's happening.
You don't think Clinton's gas bagging it?
Of steel.
He's got Pacifics.
Vast amounts
Pacifics.
Of steel all over the United States, which essentially is killing our steel workers and our steel companies. We have to guard our energy companies. We have to make it.
I think the reason why he's sniffing is because he's having a hard time breathing in that shithole they're having a debate in.
Energy companies.
Shithole? That's the University of
Like West Virginia.
Cleveland?
Places. Like,
I mean, St. Louis.
Which is phenomenal.
It's Washington University.
Places like Pennsylvania. And you see what they're doing.
In Washington, people, right?
And
no, St. Louis.
Energy business. It's a disgrace.
Time's up. Thank you,
it's
sir.
It's an absolute disgrace.
And actually,
Secretary Clinton, 2 minutes.
Notice how Trump's always got to get the last word. Even when they say time's up, he goes, do.
First of all,
I'll take it easy.
China is illegally dumping steel in the United States, and Donald Trump is buying it to build his buildings, putting steel workers and American steel plants out of business. That's something that I fought against as a senator, and that I would have a trade prosecutor to make
sure. You hear that one? He's buying steel illegally.
Advantage of
he's blowing it off.
Steel or anything else. You know, because it sounds like you're in the business or you're aware of people in the business. You know that we are now for the first time ever energy independent.
That was a really big shot. She should have reemphasized that. What?
The Middle East.
That Trump's buying all this Chinese steel.
So the price of oil has been
sounds good to me.
And that has had a damaging effect on a lot of the oil companies, right? We are, however, producing a lot of
natural gas. Don't give me an excuse, kid.
Serves as a bridge to more renewable fuels.
Chinese
and
steel.
I think that's an important transition.
I'd do anything.
We've got to remain energy independent. It gives us much more power and freedom than to be worried about what goes on in the Middle East. We have enough worries over there without having to worry about that. So I have a comprehensive energy policy, but it really does include fighting climate change because I think that is a serious problem.
This climate change stuff
and
is weird.
I support moving toward more clean, renewable energy as quickly as
she better
can.
Bring up the fact you don't believe in it.
I think we can be the 21st century clean energy.
She'll blow it if she doesn't.
And create millions of new jobs and businesses. But I also want to be sure that we don't leave people behind. That's why I'm the only candidate.
She's not bringing it up.
From the very beginning of this campaign who had a plan to help us.
She's got to bring up the fact that this guy don't believe in climate change and he thinks it's Chinese.
Their fathers,
don't say Chinese. I mean Chinese.
Dug that coal out. A lot of them lost their lives. They were injured. but they turned the lights on and they powered our factories. I don't want to walk away from them, so we've got to do something for them. But the price of coal is down.
Oh, she blew it. She blew it.
This comprehensively, and that's exactly what I have proposed. I hope you will go to HillaryClinton.com and
revisit
my entire policy.
One more audience question.
We've sneaked in one more question, and it comes from Carl Beck.
She should have brought up the fact he don't believe in it.
Well, she didn't.
Good evening. My question to both of you is, regardless of the current rhetoric, would either of you name one positive thing that you respect in one another?
Oh, brother. That's a good question.
Mr. Trump, would you like to go first?
Well, I certainly will.
She said Mr. Trump.
I think that's a very fair and important question. Look, I respect his children. His children are incredibly...
I knew it. They'd go for the kids.
...and devoted, and I think that says a lot about Donald. I don't agree with nearly
that's anything pussy.
He says or does.
What is?
But I do.
Saying that
them.
You like and that they're parents and stuff.
Thing,
so
that
what?
As a mother and a grandmother is very important to me.
I agree with you. She really missed an opportunity by repeating that whole he doesn't believe in climate change, the Chinese created
it.
It's
become in part so conflict-oriented, so intense, because there's a lot at stake. This is not an ordinary time, and this is not an ordinary election.
Why doesn't Trump stop pacing? What's he nervous about?
A president
he's not nervous.
Will set policy for...
He's contemplating his answer.
...for 8 years.
Very carefully.
Some of the important decisions we have to make here at home and around the world, from the Supreme Court to energy and so much else. And so there is a lot at stake. It's one of the most consequential elections that we've had. And that's why I've tried to put forth specific policies and plans.
You've belched way more than I have in this one.
To what it is I want to do.
You've belched way more?
And that's
no, I haven't.
People
yeah, you
will,
have. You can count the belches.
So that they can see.
Like, I'm going to sit here at the end of the show and count all the belches on the tape.
Actually, maybe a little more. working to help kids and families.
Buddy, you got the wrong guy here, man.
That experience to the White House and do that every single day.
Mr. Trump.
Can't wait to hear this.
I consider her statement about my children to be a very nice compliment. I don't know if it was meant to be a compliment, but it is a great. I'm very proud of my children, and they've done a wonderful job. And they
can't even take a compliment about his kids.
I consider that a compliment.
He's suspicious of it.
Say this about Hillary. She doesn't quit. She doesn't give up. I respect that. I tell it like it is. She's a fighter. I disagree with much of what she's fighting for. I do disagree with her judgment in many cases, but she does fight hard and she doesn't quit and she doesn't give up, and I consider that to be a very good trait.
What about that?
To both of you.
Big wow.
I want to thank both the candidates. I want to thank the university here. This concludes.
I call this a tie.
Thanks to the candidates, the commission, Washington University, and to everybody.
This is General Galen Shaw.
Please tune in on October 19th for the
It's a tie. No, it's not. I consider this to be a clear win for Donald Trump.
Good night, everyone.
And this has been the second presidential debate. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I am General Galen Shaw, along with R.C. Collins.
And be sure to listen back on Monday, if this isn't Monday and you're listening back now, to the show.
Whatever, man. I mean, that goes without saying. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.